At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KelleyBlueBook's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to The Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. Back by popular demand, we have a famous inventor, scientist, and engineer, Keen Stim, with us today. We're going to be talking about energy, the world's most serious problem. He's an author, graduate of Purdue University with a Skull and Crescent honorary. Following his freshman year, he enlisted for 3 years in the U.S. Army during World War II in field artillery, ASTP. Upon his return, he earned a degree in electrical engineering plus minors in other formal disciplines, totaling 164 CR with advanced course in physics, chemistry, and mathematics. He took a five-year program and 4 years to graduate at age 24. Our guest today, Keen W. Stim. He grew up behind me in Williamsville, New York, and I remember all his inventions in the backyard when I was a little boy. So let's first talk about how our governments and politicians have little or no concern about energy. Could you tell us how you feel about this, Keen Stim?
Oh, good morning. Energy is the world's most serious problem. Energy. It's like a giant seismic wave approaching the world. It's coming faster and faster. No ordinary wave. It will wash away our modern civilization. Gone will be the energy we live by. Fossil fuels. Gone will be gasoline from oil, petroleum, electricity from coal, and heating from our buildings from natural gas. Fossil fuels, when unburned, provide our fabrics, our clothing, our chemicals, road services. When they're unburned, they serve as fabrics for our clothing. When burned as fuels, they give us industrial processes and the huge energy to produce metal products such as our cars, our ships, and locomotives, when gone, they're gone forever. There is just so much hydrocarbon in the Earth's shell, and we're using it up at a fantastic rate, perhaps a decade or so. Government today has only two options to replace fossil fuels. One is nuclear energy, and the other is wind power. Both provide only electrical energy. Thus, we propel our electric cars, our heat for our buildings, heating water, providing industrial processing, and clothes. Our special concern are the chemical substances in unburned fossil fuels. To sustain our modern civilization, we're hundreds of years ahead. We must start at once rationing and then controlling all fossil fuel substances. And that means we have to stop using fossil fuels as fuel, gasoline, natural gas, and coal. We have to stop using them and preserve these substances for future uses hundreds of years from now. Nuclear power requires uranium. Uranium becomes its basic source of energy. This is a limited substance on Earth and may require worldly control by other nations. Nuclear power, surprisingly, delivers only 30% of its energy usable on the electric grid. 70% of the energy from fossil fuel and from nuclear power goes to global warming, affecting electrical chemical change. It must be carefully regulated. Continuous worldwide political and engineering analysis must control total power usage across the entire world, all under control. Wind power draws all its energy from the sun as the only continuous sustaining energy the Earth receives. The energy absorbed by the atmosphere of the Earth may vary by the amount of cloud presence and affect the influence of global warming. When we have global warming and clouds present, this affects when wind energy, wind velocity, requires a lot of special study on land, even though wind energy obviously is now known that it can easily exceed Earth's needs. However, we all know now that the United States Department of Energy and worldwide during the past 25 years made a tragic error using three-blade windmills. These giant three-blade windmills, 72,000 giant wind turbines across the United States, we found that they produced no net power. They cost trillions of dollars. It was a very sad and unfortunate circumstance that we, our government, without understanding, without a real study, used three-blade windmills instead of wind turbines, which are far more efficient, over 100 times more efficient, for the same cost. if we had done this, we wouldn't have this mistake and problem we have right now.
We're learning a great deal from Keene W. Stim, scientist, engineer, inventor, and author. If you're listening in Amherst, New York, or Montreal, or Manhattan, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. A little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AmPo Legal newspaper has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AmPo Legal. The AmPo Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. A little bit more information about Keene Stim. In his early years, he was a creative design engineer specializing in complex and difficult problems for manufacturing firms. Later, he began developing new products, setting up the means for production, and undertaking marketing and sales. He early on served as an elected delegate to a national political party and served as a president of his local junior chamber of commerce. Very gifted inventor, scientist, and engineer, Keene Stim. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our previous guest, Julie Snyder of Forest Lawn, Jack O'Donnell of Jack O'Donnell and Associates, and Michael Samasi, attorney at law. And coming up, we're going to have a repeat showing of the program with Brigadier General Anthony Tata, former Undersecretary of Defense. Let's talk about how we're running out specifically of energy, Keene Stim, coal, natural gas, and petroleum. How are we running out of these vital forms of energy? Keene Stim.
Well, we have a serious problem here. Without a real study, the United States spent 25 years creating windmills that actually don't work. They were subsidizing and they were fooling themselves as how much power was being generated, and it turned out to be nothing. It's actually negative. This is the type of mistake the world cannot afford. The Earth requires a solid source of reliable and sustainable power, possibly part nuclear and part wind. It will require a dedicated $50 million engineering grant to study the contrary aspects world energy produces, requires. Perhaps a team of 50 specialists over 3 years, coupled with a solid component of electric utility engineers, this group will develop the final world product and may well be our last chance. We need this kind of work being done immediately. We're starting to run out of fossil fuels. The world needs to be starting to talk about this. It absolutely must be done quickly. So thank you for listening to me. We believe that this is very, very important for our future, and we need to start worrying about it. Everybody needs to do it now. Thank you very much.
Well, Keene, if we could ask you a few more questions for the next 15 minutes, I'd like to talk about new technology required using unknown concepts or assurances of success. Could you tell us about this new technology that would help solve the problem, KeenStim?
The new technology is not new. It's the kind of technology that had just been neglected. The wind turbines, we need a comprehensive understanding of how they work. They need to change the actual composition of this energy into a useful power that can run a generator. This needs to be done by scientists. It can't be done by politicians. Can't be done. It can't be done by government. It can't be done by our billionaires. The world has a lot of billionaires that want to control power and energy, but it can't be done. It has to be done by science, engineering, and a vast quantity of different kinds of people creating all the products, parts that are needed. We have to have generators that are connected to the electric grid and transformers and transmission lines. We need to revamp our entire engineering system. For example, in our homes, we won't be using natural gas to heat our homes. We'll be using electricity. We'll be using electricity to create a hot water. We'll be using electricity to heat to have furnaces that effectively keep our house warm. And we'll be doing it more efficiently. The electricity is 100% efficient, whereas natural gas, perhaps, is only 70% efficient. And these are the kind of things that are necessary. For example, if we're using nuclear power, we'll have power plants that are producing power for the kind of energy needed by special ways of keeping the power growing at all times. We also have to have methods of storing electricity by wind and even by nuclear. And it requires a lot of science and engineering. So there you are.
Okay. The U.S. Department of Energy and the world spent trillions of dollars on three-blade windmills, wasting 25 years producing zero net electrical power. Could you explain to us this waste and how inefficient it has been?
Well, apparently, about 25 years ago, they recognized that three-blade windmills sounded pretty good. They didn't realize that those three blades occupied about 4% of the energy away through the windmill, 96% of the wind passing through the three-blade windmill went straight through and never even touched the mechanics. Consequently, we only had 4% of the energy, and that half of that was lost by converting the wind to actual a mechanical force drive an alternator. So the amount of energy that was necessary was only at 0.8% of the energy for creating electricity that we used. Whereas if we had used wind turbines instead of windmills, we would have had 100 times more energy. And we'd probably be very successful right now. Instead of by this method, what we use using the politicians, we lost all that time and all that money. No, we have to start over again. It's a very sad and tragic circumstance.
We're learning a great deal from a well-known, admired scientist, engineer, inventor, and author, Keen W. Stim. If you're listening in West Seneca, New York, or Toronto, or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you, as this station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And we always read cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. During his career, Keen Stim owned six manufacturing firms, including Water Shoes, Keen Manufacturing, Bennett Homes, Architect Onyx, Keen Marine, and Keen Wind Turbines. He also owned four different sole proprietorships: Buffalo Electrophysics, Keen Consulting, Keen Associates, Keen Marketing, all of which he personally funded on his own without inheritance. He was well known as a management consultant, solving complex problems through the process of simplification. He spent his entire career through Western New York and was well respected. IRS auditors knew him for his double entry accrual accounting involving multiple firms, always error-free. Currently, he's writing books and watching an energy invention of potential world importance. I'd like now to talk about what you refer to as an outrageous scam, keeping the windmill concept, knowing it does not work. Could you explain that, inventor Keen Stim?
Well, the sad thing about the use of energy is that we have only one real source of energy for the world, and that's the source of the sun itself. And the sun puts energy under the atmosphere of the Earth, and as the Earth rotates, the atmosphere gets warmer and warmer, and then it gradually starts cooling off. And this force is a propelling force that actually creates wind. We have no other method. And this wind energy then is comes so efficient and powerful that we can use it to provide all of our needs, but we have to use the right kind of equipment. We have to use the right types of scientists and engineers and understand what's necessary. It's not something that politics can do. It's something that our billionaires can't do. We need scientists. We need these type of people for about three solid years of hard work to put together the right kind of science, the right kind of products that will work for us. And if it's done properly, it's simple. It will last for 30, 40 years, and last for hundreds of years of useful power when we're not wasting it. So that's a very important part of this whole matter. It has to be done right now. Otherwise, it's going to be too late.
Keen Stim states our same governments, politicians, and billionaires are now promoting false energy statements to further nuclear concepts. Could you explain that to our audience, Keen Stim?
Would you say that again, please?
You have written, our same governments, politicians, and billionaires are now promoting false energy statements to further nuclear concepts, such as global warming does not exist. Could you explain this?
Oh, yes, certainly. It's the politicians and the billionaires want control of the energy. When they have a nice, big, powerful plant, it gives them the power to control the amount of energy and the amount of cost. Whereas when we do it by the whole world through regular methods, but they don't have control. And so they want us to believe that fossil fuels, the global warming from fossil fuels and some of the, from energy sources, do not exist. We know that it's working very. For example, Lake Erie used to have ice 2 feet thick every year, and the whole city of Buffalo turned out to during the vacation, the depression to catch dinner. Today, Lake Erie doesn't even freeze over anymore. We like to have, they like to tell us that nuclear energy will last forever, but we don't even have enough right now to drive our power plants. And we certainly know that we have far, far too much wasted energy into the atmosphere. That's pretty much it, Tom.
You also stated, Keenstim, another decade and we may have runaway climate destruction and fuel costs far beyond excessive. Let's look into the next 10 years. Keenstim, what do you see?
Well, as we get farther and farther down the situation where we don't have any more natural gas, the global warming will get higher and higher temperatures, and we will have less and less energy available for people to use. It'll cost more and more money. There'll be runaway costs, runaway heat, and it's not the way to do it. We've got to do it by, we have to have scientists and engineers that know exactly what they're doing. It can't be done any other way.
Now, you also write that Earth's only source of perpetual energy is our sun, indirectly or deriving 8% hydro, about 12% solar, and 80% wind. How important is this perpetual energy from our sun, Keenstim?
Well, all of the energy that the Earth has comes from the sun. And some of it trickles down to water in our, you know, streams and so forth. And we dam them up so that we can generate electric power. And that's about 6% of the total energy comes from electric dams, the dams. And then we have a small amount comes from power from photovoltaic cells and our rooftops. And that's perhaps 7 or 8%. The rest of it has to come from wind. And the wind comes from wind turbines. Not windmills, but wind turbines. That will be the future for us.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We have learned a great deal from a brilliant, gifted scientist, engineer, inventor, and author, Keen W. Stim. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the past 20 years. And we wish all of our listeners a wonderful, happy, and healthy holidays. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
At At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!